In episode 72, I share three key points from the first session of the AI Skillet, the Artificial Intelligence Skills Lab program. You're listening to the Remote Work Retirement Show, the only show that helps semi-retirees figure out the remote work options. I believe the remote work is the new retirement plan, and that many retirees have both the ability and desire to work how they want so they can live how they want. Let's dig into today's episode. Hello, hello there, my friend. Today, I am picking up where I left off in episode 71 to bring you the key points and highlights from the AI Skillet. As a reminder, the AI Skillet is an artificial intelligence skills lab where we learn and experiment with AI as a small group. Now, last week I mentioned that I would be sharing the things we learn here on this podcast so that you can follow along and learn some AI tips and tricks along the way. Now, I want to pause and address the AI elephant in the room for a sec. I know that not everyone is as jazzed as me about AI. In fact, many people don't want to learn AI and vow to never adopt the tools. I even risk that some people will stop listening to this podcast because I'm covering AI so much right now. And I respect every person's decision about what is good for them. But I also have a responsibility to talk about AI because I specialize in helping people work remotely. And AI is absolutely critical to your ability to get a remote job, keep a remote job, start a remote business, or even just have a side hustle. There is really no way around this. And I thought to illustrate this, it would help if I give you a real-world example. I have a close family member. I won't say exactly who it is in case she's listening. She's an actress, and she has rebooted her acting career. At the time of this recording, I believe she's around 77 years old, 76, 77. And she's even getting gigs, which is so exciting for her. And she said to me about a week or so ago that she heard one of my AI podcast episodes and said, I should probably learn artificial intelligence. Now, I believe that everyone should learn AI, so it kind of shocked me when I said to her, well, maybe you don't need to know AI because you're acting and maybe AI isn't a huge priority for you right now. And then not even a few days later, she showed me an email from her agent. And her agent gave her and a few other folks that she manages an AI assignment. And that was to write a script using AI. Let me give you the exact email ask. Your mission for our next meeting, should you choose to accept it, is to access a generative AI writing tool and prompt it to write something short for you to read for us on Tuesday, October 10th. So she got this email on October 5th. That's basically 5 days to complete this assignment. And she has no idea how to do this. She doesn't know anything about AI. She doesn't know any AI tools. Now, I know, and I read this email, by the way, I know that if I got this assignment, I could finish it in about 1 hour. I really could. I know how to open up ChatGPT or whatever, and I know how to use a prompt, and I could produce a result. Would it be good? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But the assignment didn't say for it to be good. It just said write something short. I could do that. But this family member is now in a panic because 5 days doesn't feel like a lot of time for her, right? She doesn't know where to start. It now feels big, it's overwhelming, and it's causing her stress. Worst of all, she's probably going to miss out on an opportunity because she's not going to do the assignment. And this breaks my heart because I have the knowledge of how to approach something like this and make it easy. In fact, it's a lot easier for me to produce that thing than it would be if someone gave me a month to write a script. Think about that. I could get this thing done in an hour. Now, let me give you another example. In Remote Work School, which is my online coaching program, one of the members said that she needed to learn AI because she was seeing it pop up in job descriptions as a requirement. And I asked her, well, how are they saying it? Are they asking you to learn any specific tools? And she said, no, it just says something vague like, must know some AI tools. So even job descriptions are including this now. But of course, the jobs don't really know what they want you to do because they themselves don't know how to use AI. But they will. I mean, give it another 6 months and these job descriptions are going to start listing very specific AI tools and skills. And this is why I think it is so important right now to be talking about AI. Yes, I'm a little bit on the early side in terms of telling you exactly what you need to know because, and I'll talk about this in a minute, because there's so much to know and it's always changing, but that doesn't mean we should wait. In fact, it means the opposite. We should jump in now and learn what we can now so we are ahead in this game. And it is, sadly, a bit of a game. It is literally creeping into every aspect of our lives. And I'm making a big push to expose more AI to the members of Remote Work School. And it's why I'm creating an entire curriculum inside of the AI Skillet Skills Lab. Which brings me to the three key takeaways from our first session. We had our first session last week, and that was a getting to know you session and to hear what each other wants to work on. And it was just an opportunity for me to get to meet the members and support them on their AI journey. So there are three key takeaways. Here's the first takeaway. What I learned is that there are two camps of people. Now, camp one is the camp where folks have a specific project in mind or a goal in mind, and they want to use AI to produce that goal. And then there's camp two, and they don't know what they want to use AI for yet. They just want to learn AI skills. And I feel like this small little group, this nice little incubator that I'm so excited to be a part of, probably represents the whole of the population. And that is people who know what they can use AI for and those who aren't sure what to use it for, but they know they need to know. Which, by the way, this sounds like a plot from an episode of Only Murders in the Building. Side note, if you don't know what I'm talking about, this is the fabulous show, Martin Short, Steve Martin, Selena Gomez. Season 3 is genius with Meryl Streep and Matthew Broderick. Okay, back to the episode. So the way that I'm approaching these two camps is like this. For the people who know what they want to produce, we're choosing a goal and then we're finding the right AI tools to help them produce that goal. For example, there's a member, I'll call her Donna. She wants to write, illustrate, and publish a children's book. So one of the tools we looked at last week is a tool called DALL-E 2. I talk about that in episode 69 on this show, among many other tools that I talk about. And so we used it to create some original art. Now, the art we produced wasn't perfect, but it was a starting point, and we got it done very quickly, in under 5 minutes. And it was really exciting. Donna looked at it, and she was like, wow, because she's doing all her own art by hand, which I don't think AI needs to replace that because she can then upload her hand drawing and then use AI to manipulate it, change it, add to it. And it's just another tool. I mean, if you're an artist and you use something like brushes or whatever you use, this is just another tool to use as an artist, okay? And Donna was really excited about this. Now, there's another member in the group. We'll call him Bob. And he wants to use AI to repurpose video for social media because he provides video editing services. So we're going to take a look at some tools like Descript, which I talk about in episode 69, along with tools called Video and Opus. Now, I'm not telling you this because you need to run out and learn these tools. I just want to make the point that when you have a goal in mind, it's easier for me to say, aha, these are the tools you should focus on. Now, the last member I'll talk about is Katrina. These are not their real names, by the way. I want to protect the innocent. Katrina wants to create custom journals and sell them on Etsy. So one of the tools we'll probably look at for her is Canva. And then we're going to look at some of the AI features in Canva to help her move faster on that goal. So again, that represents camp one. These are folks who have an idea of what they want to do, and we can choose AI tools to help them do it. But what about camp two, the people who don't know what they don't know? That is a little harder for me to give them a clear path, which I'll talk about in a moment. But what I came up with is I'm going to create mini exercises to help them build AI skill muscles. For example, I'm going to create a resource to help them write what are called effective prompts. A prompt is how you give your AI a command so that it produces the thing you want. And each week, as we learn and grow and get exposure to these different tools, I will be able to provide more mini exercises so that they can just do some fun stuff and learn AI skills. And then they'll be able to put those skills and tools on their resume and on their LinkedIn profile. So let's talk about key takeaway number two, which is effective prompts. And I just mentioned this a moment ago. Now, here's the thing about AI. And I'll get into this in key takeaway number three. It is kind of like the wild, wild west, and it makes it hard to know what to do or where to get started. But here's the easiest thing to do. The best way to get started is to learn how to write an effective prompt. Because if you learn how to write an effective prompt, it's one of the key skills that you can take into just about any AI tool. It's a really good place to start, and it is the foundation of just about everything else you need to learn, and you can just keep building on that foundational skill. Now, let me give you a metaphor to help put this into context. Imagine it this way. You're going to meet a friend for dinner, and they've offered to pick up some food, and they ask you what you want. Do you want anything? And you say, I don't know, anything is good. You choose. And so they bring over pizza. And let's say, well, you don't mind pizza, but you had kind of secretly hoped for Thai food. But you didn't ask for Thai food. And so you're going to get what you're going to get. Now, let's change it a little bit. Your friend offers to bring you food, and you say, you know what? I'm feeling Thai tonight. In fact, I'd really like the chicken with basil, hold the onions, and ask for mild spice. I'd also like you to order a Thai iced tea, and can you bring 3 extra packs of soy sauce? Now, that's a really specific request. If your friend has a good memory or wrote it down, do you think they're going to bring you pizza? Well, maybe if they're that kind of friend that likes to play jokes on you, but most of the time, your friend is going to bring you what you want. And that's how AI is. It can act like a friend for you and give you what you want, but you have to be specific in what you want. You have to ask it for specific things or give it a specific prompt. Now, next week, I'm going to talk more about prompts. I'm going to give you some different examples. But for today, I want to give you this one really easy and fun thing to do. So here's a prompt for you that you can use in any AI tool of your choice. Now, I've talked a lot about ChatGPT. It's one of the big ones that everyone adopts. By now, you either have an account or you should get an account. So you can go to OpenAI and set up your free account and type this in. Ask it this prompt. Please give me 5 examples of how to write an effective prompt for ChatGPT. And of course, if you're using a different tool, put the type of tool. You could phrase it this way. Please give me 5 examples of how to write an effective prompt for Bing, something like that. And let the tool give you the answer. Yes, I'm literally asking the tool to tell me how to write an effective prompt for the tool. If that's a head spinner, I totally understand. I'm going to break this down for you more next week. But that's a fun thing to start with and just see what happens. So the third key takeaway is that there really isn't a linear way to learn AI. I kind of mentioned that a moment ago. Other than learning how to write effective prompts, AI is kind of like being thrown into a large ocean and sort of just swimming anywhere. It's a little overwhelming. And to add to that, the sheer volume of tools that come out every week or the new features that are introduced in the tools you already use can just make it hard to keep up with that learning curve. So I'm not going to sugarcoat this. It is a little overwhelming. It's overwhelming for me, and I'm already deeply immersed in this stuff. Therefore, you have to approach learning with a really open mind. You have to allow yourself to play and experiment and learn by immersion. And that's what I wanted for the members of the AI Skillet to have. I wanted them to learn by immersion and not be afraid to feel a little lost and play with the tools and pick projects they want to work on, because learning by doing is the best way to do it. Now, it is better if you have a specific goal in mind. You know, let's say you want to write a poem for somebody, or I joke a lot about, you know, write a poem about your cat or your dog or to your goldfish, who knows? You know, have a specific thing in mind you want to do, because then it makes it easier for you to know what to do and what kind of prompts to use. So it does make it easier. But if you don't have a goal in mind, then just pick something. Pick a couple of tools like ChatGPT or Bard or Canva, which is one of my favorite tools, and just start playing around with these things. And it is a little hard for me to tell you a structure, to give you a learning structure and say, okay, step one, step two, step three. I desperately want that for myself, but I can't, not right now. Now, in another 6 months, I think we'll be in a very different place with AI. I think there will be a better learning pathway for a lot of these tools. But right now, the best way to do this is to just start swimming. Just dive on in, grab a tool, play with some prompts, and see what happens. So you have to be brave in this new world and be willing to get uncomfortable for a while you're on this learning curve. But I promise that after a while, it'll start to feel like second nature. The same way Googling things feels like second nature, or picking up your phone and texting, or going on social media, if you're that kind of person, feels like second nature. Or whatever feels like second nature to you now, that should be your goal with AI. It should feel like a second nature experience over time. But again, give it time, keep an open mind, and honestly, have some fun. So let me leave you with this. Here are some really easy things you can do to experiment. After you sign up for whatever tool you're using, here are some prompts just to get you started. You could ask the AI to write a poem about your pet. You could do something like tell your AI the 5 ingredients you have in your refrigerator and ask it to make a recipe for you for dinner. Or tell the AI that you want to travel to a destination and ask it to give you a 3-day itinerary. Make sure that you tell it the kinds of activities you like to do so it includes it in your itinerary. Or do whatever you want. You know, the sky is the limit. It's all up to your own creativity. But for those of you who really wanted something more like 1, 2, 3, hopefully those prompts will get you going. Okay, that's it for today. I'll be back next week with more fun with AI and highlights from the AI skillet. If you're looking to get back into the workforce, change jobs, work remotely, or learn AI, check out my free remote work training so you can get ahead of the trends and stay ahead of the pack. Click the link in the show notes or go to CamilaTell.com and press the free training button.